Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, in whom we give thanks. Amen. How many times have we missed an opportunity to give someone thanks? The moment passed by, and then it seemed too late. You should have sent that card. You should have said thanks. You should have shown them what it meant to you, but you didn't. You got distracted. You showed that your life and times are more important than the one who sacrificed to show you kindness. Discipline people, we hate them. Discipline people have trained themselves to write out thank you cards immediately after they get the gift. You know who you are. But if you could pull back the curtain and show what's going on underneath, she secretly felt that writing out that thank you was a big inconvenience. Just something to get done off that to-do list. Get her done. Smart people, you know who you are. They look beyond the gift to the giver. So, that person gave me a gift. What does this mean? Is this really an expression of love? Or does this gift come with strings attached? Whatever thanks are offered seem insincere at best or reserved with caution. The law of God condemns us all for thankless hearts. Bodies that were too busy or didn't want to write out that thank you. Minds that got preoccupied with strings attached. Only 1 out of 10 lepers returned to Jesus to give him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. Where are God's children? Where did they go? Where in the world does the God of Israel have to go to find thankful people who love them, who love him for healing them of all their diseases? Where does God have to go to find people who give thanks? Does he have to go to Samaria, a foreign land? God, who is all-knowing, healed 10 lepers, knowing full well who would come back and give him thanks, didn't he? 10 lepers were healed. God healed all 10. He didn't just heal one, the one who was going to come back and give him thanks. 10, the number of completeness, all 10 were healed. For God so loved what? 1/10 of the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that the 1/10 who believe in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Is that right? No, for God so loved the world, that whoever should believe in him shall not perish but have eternal life. So he shows the objective healing of his cross for the whole world, even though not everyone will receive it and believe. Does the world, all 10, if you will, does all the world need healing? Yes, right? What's our leprosy? Sin. And our leprosy of death, if you will. All of us, all 10, everyone needs that healing. And that's what the cross provides. Does Jesus provide healing for that? Yes, according to Matthew chapter 8, Jesus healed all who were ill because he wanted to fulfill what the prophet Isaiah had said. He himself took away our infirmities and carried away our diseases. And what does God want in return for healing us of the eternal effects of sin and death by Jesus' cross? Oh, right, well, I was too busy to say thanks. Oh, well, I said thanks, but I had a big to-do list. Oh, well, I would have said thanks, but I feared that God had strings attached, so I said, no thanks. Then, one of them, when he saw that he had been healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice, falling at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Martin Luther wrote 2 prayers in his catechism, one for morning and one for night, and they include something that God loves to hear. They start out like this, I thank you, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son. And at night, I thank you, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son. Most people just give thanks at mealtime. Or maybe for good weather. Or maybe for a new job. But how many give God thanks for Jesus, for his healing? How many return to Jesus, fall at his feet, and give him thanks? And praise him with a loud voice, giving God thanks for what the healing that Jesus does by his cross and by his open tomb, that which we have to perceive and believe and receive by faith. How many return to God and give him thanks? We can easily give thanks for food, for good weather, for things that God does for us. But what about that healing that we cannot see? That healing that we hear by faith? Do we give God thanks for that? Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to give praise to God except this foreigner? I urge you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, to stop, to drop, and to daily give thanks to God in Christ Jesus for the healing that he provides each and every one of you. By your baptism, you have healing. By hearing the word of the gospel, you are healed. By receiving the Lord's Supper given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins, you have healing. You have life. You have all things that God wants to give his people, his children. And he's earned it. He's merited it for all. And for that, he asks for us to stop and to give thanks. The healing Jesus provided didn't come at a cost to us. It came freely, didn't it? By grace you have been saved, through faith. And this not of your own doing. It is the gift of God, lest anyone should boast. Not our work, God's work in Christ Jesus for us. Healing for the whole world. Giving thanks to God doesn't hurt. It is a genuine expression of love and a confession that God is merciful to me. And God is merciful to the whole world. What a gracious God we have, who loved us even while we were yet enemies, lost in sin. Through the muck and mire of our lives, yet God called us to believe in him through the work and healing of his Son. And so we do. And God, in Jesus, seeing our thanks, so gracious in reply. Did you hear how he replied to the Samaritan in the text today? So gracious. He asks, and he kind of puts it back on the Samaritan as if he did it all. He says, oh, your faith, rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well. As if Jesus had nothing to do with it. The gospel in its purest form today is that even our attempts at thankfulness are met by Jesus' words, turning back all his blessings back upon us. All his graces outpoured, all of them. And all we can do is give thanks. Rise. Go your way. Your faith has made you well. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.